Hello and welcome to Crosstalk, where all things are considered. I'm Peter Lavelle. Welcome to the Twilight Zone. It would seem this is the place where Debbie Wasserman Schultz resides, works, and even conspires. She's at the center of a growing scandal that includes ethics violations, fraud, embezzlement, theft, lies, misrepresentation, Pakistan, and gross mishandling of sensitive government documents. And guess what? None of this is being blamed on Russia. Crosstalking Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I'm joined by my guest, Philip Giraldi in Washington. He is a former CIA counterterrorism specialist who is now executive director of the Council for the National Interest and writes for the American Conservative. In Los Angeles, we have H.A. Goodman. He is a columnist and journalist published in the Huffington Post, Salon, The Hill, and other publications. And in Orlando, we have Alex Newman. He is an international journalist for various conservative publications. All right, gentlemen, Crosstalk rules in effect. That means you can jump in anytime you want, and I always appreciate Philip, let me go to you first in Washington. You came out with an excellent article in the American Conservative, The Strange Case of Amran Awan. This is a huge story, and you thoroughly go through it from what we know now. But you wouldn't know that if you were watching CNN or MSNBC, and, you know, Fox has not really delved too much into it. But it's a fascinating story and potentially explosive. Go ahead in Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. This story could be huge. Basically, it can involve espionage. It can involve the theft of classified information. It can involve procedures being carried out by Congress in terms of how it hires people and how it manages them. There are so many stories here. It's absolutely incredible. I think the political edge to it is the fact that, insofar as we know now, most of the people, the Congress people who were involved in this, were Democrats. So it definitely has a political edge to it. And I think to a certain extent, that explains why, even though this story has such incredible resonance, it is not being pursued by most of the mainstream media.
H.A., weigh in that in Los Angeles, and thank you for getting up so early in the morning here. There's an ethics angle, there's a legality angle, there's an espionage angle, and who knows what other angles that could be out there, because there's a lot of dots to connect here that are absolutely fascinating and quite bewildering. But again, I want to stress, you wouldn't know that if you're following mainstream media. Why do you think this is the case? Go ahead, H.A.
Well, I've spoken a great deal about this with a very powerful voice in progressive politics, Tim Black, and we both think that the Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Awan Brothers scandal can destroy the Democratic National Committee. In context, you have the Awans getting paid $5 million, but also reports are that they stored congressional data of around 30 House Democrats on outside servers. When you combine the fact that the Awans stored congressional data from House Democrats on outside servers, and then you look at Hillary Clinton using Platte River, an outside tech firm, to manage her server, and then Platte River then used a cloud storage company to manage their emails from Clinton's server. So you have Platte River, you have Dado, you have the Awans with an outside server. Then you have the DNC using CrowdStrike, which is what sanctions were based on, a third-party tech firm's assessment. The DNC never gave its computer service to the FBI. And then you have Fusion GPS, another firm that Democrats have used in terms of the Trump dossier story. So there's all these outside tech firms. There's this penchant for storing classified information, congressional data outside U.S. government networks.
Okay, H.A., let me ask you real quick. Of course, all of these people have government security clearances, right? They have security clearances, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay, Alex, you
absolutely.
Know,
and that's, and let that's let the problem.
To,
you know,
let me go to yeah. let me go to Alex in Orlando here. It is a political scandal. That is probably the reason why it's not getting much airtime. The irony for me is, of course, and reading Philip's article, which I suggest everyone do, go to the American Conservative. There are more facts in one paragraph of Philip's article than all of the facts assumed, believed, imagined about Russiagate for the last year. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, thanks, Peter. Thanks for having me on. And it's really been an incredible thing to watch the mainstream media finish destroying itself. You mentioned the article in the American Conservative. You know, you will always find more truth in the alternative media, the conservative-leaning media, than you will in the controlled opposition or on the fake news network, CNN, CBS, ABC. That's just become a fact of life. And I think that's why the media has lost all of its credibility. I think the reason why this story is not being reported is because the establishment won't get any kind of advantage out of it. And it might actually end up swallowing some of its operatives, people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And of course, it doesn't damage Trump. And so that's why we're not hearing anything about it. If they could find some way to make this into a scandal about Trump, we would be hearing about it nonstop on every mainstream so-called media outlet. I like to call them the fringe globalist media now, because mainstream is really not an accurate characterization anymore.
It's an antithesis, yeah. Philip, you come from the world of intelligence. I mean, what possibly, how bad could this be when we have this family, a clan of people, paid exorbitantly, apparently? What kind of damage to national security could there be? Because in the world of the internet, as it explained to me, if you think you've lost something, you've probably lost everything. Go ahead, Philip.
Yeah, I think your last comment sums it up. If you think you've lost something, you've lost everything. These guys, as AJ mentioned, basically set up their own server. They could have transferred over virtually everything that they had access to, and they had access to almost everything. They had access, for example, to Debbie Wasserman Schultz's iPad, which was connected with the DNC server. So there you go with in terms of who stole the information from the server. It could have been these guys. They could have done it for any number of reasons. They could have sold it to somebody. They could have given it to somebody. They were born in Pakistan. They had close connections with the Pakistani government, is evident. And these ties were never investigated in any way. They had no security clearances. They had it's not even clear if these people were checked out. A number of the people they brought in to work in Congress actually didn't even know how to do the IT stuff. So it was one of the brothers who would go from place to place, filling in for the other people that they had secure jobs for. So we had paying them $4 to $5 million. They were bringing in other people. One fellow who owed them money got a job for $250,000, and this guy was not vetted or accounted for in any way.
Maybe our audience doesn't know this because they're not being told by the lamestream. I will use a different term, a more appropriate one. H.A., is it this guy, he was trying to flee the United States. He was fired by Wasserman Schultz after he was arrested. And it has been reported that if he hadn't been arrested, that Wasserman Schultz might have kept him on the payroll while he was in Pakistan. Okay, these are reports. I can't confirm them, but I've come across them. This is remarkable. Go ahead, H.A. in Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, there are reports that they were paid close to $5 million or around $5 million. But the interesting thing is also that Imran Awan is in the WikiLeaks DNC emails, where one of the people in the Clinton campaign or the DNC states that he has Debbie Wasserman Schultz's iPad password. So not only did he store, or not only did he and his associates store congressional data from House Democrats on an outside server, but he also had access to Debbie Wasserman Schultz's password. Theoretically, he could have accessed the DNC servers. So we have a situation here where U.S. foreign policy is being dictated by a third-party tech firm in CrowdStrike, and then you have an ongoing Capitol Police and FBI probe of Imran Awan, who had access to DNC servers through Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So this is a deep-seated hatred of cybersecurity from the Democratic Party. And it the potential for national security issues is overwhelming.
Alex, it seems to me that the Democrats just have a really bad relationship with technology. I mean, here we have this IT aide. He left his house, rented it to someone in the military, and they have all these, you know, smashed hard drives. I mean, the Clinton people smashing iPads and Blackberries. I mean, I guess this wouldn't be considered concealment of evidence and obstruction of justice. I wouldn't go that far, I suppose. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, and who could forget the thousands of emails about the targeting of conservatives and conservative organizations by the IRS that have somehow mysteriously disappeared? You know, it's just a never-ending parade of this kind of nonsense. And, you know, one of the things that really struck me with this Debbie Wasserman Schultz case was seeing her interaction with the Capitol Hill police chief. You know, she was trying to get her laptop back, and I mean, if that wasn't suspicious, I don't know what's suspicious. There needs to be some real investigations here. I think counterintelligence needs to get on this immediately, assuming they're not on it already, because I think there's very real prospect here that we could have some kind of intelligence operation at work, or that there could have been some blackmail, or both. And, you know, we absolutely have to get to the bottom of this. This is crucial. Were her votes, you know, manipulated? Was somebody blackmailing her and other members of Congress? You know, we know this has happened before on the Senate side. We know that the CIA has been, you know, monitoring emails from lawmakers and using that material. So, you know, we need to find out where this all goes. We need to get to the bottom of it, because if votes were taken that were manipulated, that were obtained through coercion or blackmail, we have a very serious problem here.
You know, Philip, talk about the issue of blackmail here, because it seems so strange that paid so much money. I mean, a family clan, no security clearances. I mean, this smells awful. Go ahead, Philip.
Yeah, well, blackmail is certainly a possibility, and that would explain some of the exorbitant salaries, and it would also explain why Debbie Wasserman Schultz kept this gentleman on the payroll until the day after he was arrested. So, and then another thing that smells very bad to me about this is, who is the defense lawyer who is defending this guy and ostensibly defending him for bank fraud, which is not a serious, enough offense to merit this kind of reaction. But this guy is named Chris Gowan. He's a close friend of the Clintons.
There you go.
And he's a high profile, high expense Washington lawyer who basically is a confidant of the Clintons.
Phil, let me jump in here. I have to go to a hard break, and after that hard break, we'll continue our discussion on Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Stay with RT. Okay, let me go back to Philip in Washington. Right before we went to the break, you were talking about how a high-profile, high-powered lawyer is defending this former IT specialist from Pakistan. Shouldn't that send off some bells in the media also? I mean, if this is such a small fry and the crime that he's alleged to have committed so minor, why all the muscle? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. I mean, if this were indeed a minor offense, this guy would not be the lawyer. I mean, this, apart from anything else, Imran Awan had declared bankruptcy a couple years before. He couldn't afford this guy, and this guy wouldn't take this kind of case. So why is a Clinton confidant lawyer involved in defending this guy? I mean, that's a serious question that has to be answered.
H.A., let me speculate here. They make him a deal. Okay, they make him a deal. He spills the beans, tells them what he's got, tells them what they know about Debbie, and then the next step is they go talk to Wasserman Schultz. And they say, this is what we got from your guy, and now you're going to flip, and you're going to tell us about the DNC, and you're going to tell us about Bernie Sanders and a whole lot of other things like the Clinton Foundation. I could go on and on. Okay. Is that a possible scenario in your mind? Go ahead.
Well, I think that Debbie Wasserman Schultz would rather go down with the ship.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I believe that Debbie Wasserman Schultz needs to be investigated because of the fact that the Awans stored potentially classified information on outside servers. I have no idea why Hillary Clinton used an outside server company, two companies, Platte River and Dado Inc., which included cloud servers to store her classified top secret and special access program intelligence emails. I have no idea why Debbie Wasserman Schultz would allow the Awans to store the emails of 30 House Democrats on outside servers. All the FBI and Capitol Police have to do is ask Imran Awan and demand knowledge from Debbie Wasserman Schultz regarding where outside the U.S. government this intelligence is stored. If we have tech staffers that are taking information from the U.S. government and storing it outside the U.S. government, That's all the FBI needs to ask. It's not a very difficult question to ask, and it's not a very difficult piece of information to find out. Where these servers are located, that will give us a lot of answers to what Debbie Wasserman Schultz's role in all of this is.
Alex in Orlando, I guess I can, it's one of these oh lordy moments, okay, thinking of Jim Comey. Thank goodness he isn't head of the FBI, because no reasonable prosecutor would pursue Hillary Clinton. Well, a very reasonable ones would. Will a reasonable prosecutor take a look at Wasserman Schultz and maybe even Hillary Clinton again? As we speak, more emails are being released about nefarious activity on the part of the Clinton Foundation. My point is here, will the FBI and other authorities press this? There's more than a smoking gun here. Go ahead.
You must have been reading my mind, Peter, because that's exactly what I was thinking as we were talking. I mean, I hope that the FBI is being cleaned up, and I hope that the FBI will start looking at this stuff. And I do think, you know, Hillary Clinton and her email scandals and all the rest of it needs to be revisited by a prosecutor. I mean, Comey basically outlined a criminal case against Hillary Clinton and then said, but we're not going to recommend charges. So there was a real problem with that. And I hope that as, you know, things proceed with the Justice Department and the FBI, you know, I saw Trump has been saying on Twitter recently that, you know, Sessions needs to be tougher on Hillary Clinton. I think that's a positive development. I think it's time that we drain the swamp, and that really has to begin with the worst of the worst swamp creatures, and I think Hillary Clinton is at the center of that. And I think this this whole saga with Debbie Wasserman Schultz might open up a whole bunch of different cans of worms that really we do need to be exploring, because there's just so much crime, so much corruption. We got to start somewhere, and this is a very obvious place to start.
Philip, is this a litmus test for the new administration? Because one of the, and I think all of us would agree that we've seen, you know, nominally non-political institutions politicized. I'm thinking of the Justice Department, the FBI. I mean, if this story doesn't move, if the authorities don't move on this, then it's another perfect example that the institutions that should be, you know, how, you know, the woman with the blindfold holding the scale, it's a fiction then, because then there are two different forms of justice. You can, you know, there are those that are privileged and they can get away with it, and the rest of us don't get away with it. I think this is a litmus test, a very important one. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you absolutely, but the problem with litmus tests like this is that it all depends on which side of the fence you're looking
for.
Sure. And if they go after Debbie Wasserman Schultz, it's going to be the defenders of Debbie will say that this is politicized. And if they don't go after her, the people who would like to see her prosecuted will say it's been politicized. So it's kind of a slippery slope either
sure.
way. I think definitely there's certainly enough evidence out there already to go after this in a serious way. And it will be interesting to see how the Justice Department and the FBI, which I have been informed, is treating this as a very sensitive investigation with very few people in the loop in terms of what's going on. We'll see how this plays out.
So do you think that's a good thing? I mean, is that in your mind, with your experience, is that the fact that it's being kept really tight, is that a positive thing in your mind?
Well, it could be one of two things, right? Either that's a cover-up or
right.
basically they are keeping it tight so there won't be any political repercussions before they announce how they're going to proceed.
Okay.
So it could go either way. That's the problem with the politicized situation in this country.
Yeah. Okay, well, they're keeping it tight because they don't want leaks, because that's what every day we get leaks and leaks and leaks.
Right.
That's right. Okay. Maybe this will be the first test of the new administration at their anti-leak policy. H.A., you know, if you look at what is written about it in the liberal media, this is playing the race card. It's because he's a Muslim. It's because he's a minority. I mean, everything I've read about this guy's character, if he wants to call himself a good Muslim, I think a lot of people would disagree with that. Okay. I mean, it just, again, this is this automatic, you know, oh, if you're against us, you know, you must be a racist, you must be this and this and this, and they never answer anything. As a matter of fact, Wasserman Schultz, has she said anything about this? I can't find any reaction. I mean, her name is being mentioned, all these allegations, and she's quiet. Apparently, she has a good, high-powered, high-profile lawyer, I suppose. Go ahead, H.A.
Well, this has nothing to do with Imran Awan's religion or his country of origin. What this has to do is Debbie Wasserman Schultz has a history of, she was forced to step down because the WikiLeaks DNC emails showed that she cheated Bernie Sanders.
Yep.
She then was complicit in a whole lot of other issues, the Awan scandal being one of them. In terms of paying tech staffers $5 million, where did the money come from? In terms of saying, okay, not only are we going to utilize your services, but you're going to work for around 30 House Democrats, some of whom are on the House Intelligence Committee.
Oh.
The Awans did not have security clearance. They stored emails on outside servers. If you want to just connect the dots, Hillary Clinton did the same thing. She actually used cloud servers. So she used a company called Platte River that's now being investigated by Congress. The CEO is. That Platte River is also linked to Paul Combetta, Reddit Stone Tier, who deleted Clinton emails with Bleachbit after they were requested by Congress. And that company, Platte River, then outsourced to a cloud storage firm Clinton's emails. So I have no idea, and the FBI should simply ask, why not only did Hillary Clinton outsource her emails that were classified and top secret to a cloud storage company, but why did Debbie Wasserman Schultz knowingly use people who then took government records, potentially classified information, and stored outside the U.S. government like Hillary Clinton did on outside servers? It's just an easy question the FBI needs to ask Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And if she knew this was going on, well, you don't even need intent. Hillary Clinton never needed intent to be. But the fact that it was going on and she was presiding over this, and she tried to obstruct justice by threatening the Capitol Police chief, all of this paints a giant web of Debbie Wasserman Schultz hiding why she used the Awans.
Okay. Alex, obviously the reason why the mainstream, lamestream media doesn't want to pursue this, because it would take an enormous amount of air out of that fake story, Russiagate. I mean, if you want an access to government emails and classified material, you have a whole clan, a whole family from Pakistan with all the keys and passwords here. I mean, that would deflate and deflect from this year-long witch hunt that is based on no evidence whatsoever. And the media and the Democrats have invested so much into it, and members of the deep state, they can't give it up. No, and in the process, they can't pursue justice. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, that's right. The conspiracy theory, of Trump being a Kremlin agent, I think has kind of imploded. And I say that as somebody who's, fully aware that there's a lot going on with the Kremlin and operations in the United States. But the idea that Trump is, somehow a Putin poodle is just so ludicrous. But you're right. They've invested so much into this narrative that it's kind of like the global warming hoax. If they were to come out and say, well, you know what, actually we were wrong and we're really sorry about that, they would just look like total fools, and their entire argument against Trump would collapse. And so they certainly can't do that. Now, going back to the gentleman involved in this IT scandal, he actually has displayed a history of immoral, unethical behavior. Yeah. I read about court filings that were made by his own family where he was accused of blackmailing a family member. He was claiming he was very powerful and he had connections.
Wiretapping.
That makes me wonder, too, what kind of connections?
Philip, where's this
going? That's right, wiretapping as
Philip,
well.
Philip, let me give you the last word, 5 seconds, 10 seconds here. Where's this going to go? What do you think?
Well, I think the government's going to do the right thing because we have a Republican president, and I trust Sessions, and I think they are going to follow through on this, and I think they should follow through on this, and I think this will be probably the scandal of the century.
I agree. Gentlemen, we've run out of time. Fascinating discussion. Many thanks to my guests in Washington, Los Angeles, and in Orlando. And thanks to our viewers for watching us here at RT. See you next time, and remember, crosstalk rules.